I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. In ancient times, it was believed that eaglets learned to fly by being pushed out of the nest, which was usually perched high on the edge of a cliff. In the book of Deuteronomy, this image becomes clear. This is a marvelous image of what we feel is happening to us at times. It seems that God pushes us into something we may feel totally incapable of doing. We wonder if God still loves us, if God has lost God's mind, or again, the Lord pushes us out of whatever nest we're in. And just like the eaglet, we're desperately flapping our wings. We seem to be headed straight for the ground, but just like the mother eagle, God swoops down and catches us before we hit the rock. And this happens again and again until the eaglet learns to fly. And this happens again and again with us until we learn to fly, until we learn to trust God. And become more courageous, facing new things, letting go of the dark corners of ourselves, and trusting God every step of the way. For some people, this Lenten journey is like being pushed out of the nest. There may be some uncomfortable feelings associated in doing some new things, like a Daniel fast, increasing your prayer life to 3 times a day, or study, all great spiritual disciplines. You're making a transition. You're turning from the demands of the world towards the things of God. And it may feel uncomfortable or different or even difficult. It is only natural when you're in the process of ending something and starting something else. It's only temporary. The feelings will pass. As you continue to make the sacrifices and maintain your commitment to draw closer to God, to hear God, to listen to the Lord at a deeper level, until it becomes not my will, but thy will be done. But let me give you some fair warning. If you're on the Daniel fast, well, there may be some caffeine and fried chicken and hamburger withdrawal, cravings that'll make your mouth water every time you pass a cup of coffee or see a piece of candy. But when those cravings and withdrawals call your name, that's a good time to pray. Be still in the presence of the Lord or meditate upon the Word of God. Yeah, be careful of putting too many acidic fruits and vegetables in your diet all at one time. It may cause a bout of dry skin. Go online and look up Lenten recipes or Daniel fast recipes to help add diversity and variety in your daily diet. Don't forget to drink water to flush your system. And when you are hungry and you just can't reach those fruits or vegetables or beans or nuts, drink warm water. Your body will love you for it. If you forget to pray, you're in the 3 times a day prayer routine. As soon as you remember, get back to prayer. And if meat just jumped off of somebody's plate and right into your mouth, confess and jump right back on the Daniel fast fruit and vegetable bandwagon. And you know, as soon as you made a decision for the Daniel fast, don't you know it? About 20 people will invite you to dinner and they will pay for it. Or somebody will make your favorite meal and deliver it straight to your door. Don't forget to share your experiences with us in the comment section. And don't forget to subscribe to This Is Your Wake Up Call. Then it'll come to you immediately right to your email address. The prophet Daniel responded to change by throwing open his windows towards Jerusalem and praying 3 times a day. Today is a good day to pause 3 times and throw open the windows of your heart. Thank God for opening closed doors, closed hearts and minds. Thank God for bringing resurrection possibilities to dead issues, dead movements, dead ministries, dead churches, dead relationships, dead businesses, dead families, and other pertinent personal issues. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart, even in seasons of transition.
Thank you.